Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Worthless Worry. Luke chapter 12, verse 21. Worry will never be able to add a single inch to your height. I once had a member of my congregation who was over 6 feet tall. He told me an interesting story. It seems as if when he was in school, he was rather short. In fact, he was barely over 5 feet. But after graduation from high school, there was a growth spurt, and suddenly this young man, who was known for being one of the shortest students in his class, now was one of the tallest at the class reunion, and in fact, many of his classmates didn't recognize him. What did he do to increase his height? Nothing. He just aged. Sometimes we worry about things that we have no control over. The Lord will bring people or situations across our pathway that He desires to have cross our pathway. He wants us to focus our attention upon Him, not upon the circumstances, not upon the situations that we find ourselves in, but always look to the Lord. And we can never accomplish anything by worrying about what we're going to do or worrying about this or worrying about that. In fact, I once heard the story of a pastor who had a wife who was always worrying about things, and she would say, "Now, listen, we need to worry about this. I don't know what's going to happen with our finances this week." And it bothered him to the point he said, "You know, I know your concern, but you know, God is able to take care of it. So I would like for you, rather than just bringing all your worries several times a day to me, write them down in a worry book. And every week, on a particular day of the week, first thing in the morning, we're going to take out your worry book and go over those things that you have worried about, and then we'll say, should we be concerned about them?" Finally, she was convinced and decided to do that. So the first week, when their time for their meeting came and they sat down, and he said, "Okay, open up your worry book." So she opened up her worry book, and he said, "All right, read the things that you needed to worry about." So she read the first one, and he said, "What happened?" "Well, it didn't happen the way I thought it would." "Okay, cross that one out. How about the second one?" "Well, that didn't come to pass either, so scratch that out." All through the week, the things that she worried about did not come to fruition. There was no need to worry about them. He said, "Now, what happened this week?" "Well, you know, the furnace quit working." "Well, why didn't you worry about it?" "Well, I didn't have time. It broke before I had a chance to worry about it." "What else happened?" "Well, I didn't have enough money for the groceries." "Well, why didn't you worry about it?" "Well, I didn't know that I wasn't going to have enough money in our grocery budget to pay for the groceries." You see, sometimes we worry about things that we do not know when and how and why they're going to happen. Situations will arise in order for us to recognize that God is the one that's in control. Just recently, I've begun reading again in the book of Job. Job was a man who was in the sight of God, a righteous man. He was a man that was worthy of God's notice. But Satan despised that, and he wanted to prove that Job could not be trusted. And he brought all of the terrible situations into the life of Job. And if you spend a few moments looking at the first part of the book of Job, you realize, my goodness, the things that this man went through. But his integrity remained the same. The thing that wore Job down was the daily grind. And sometimes the daily grind will cause us to begin to focus upon the grind rather than on the Savior who is above the daily grind. Do not worry about the things of this world, but focus our attention upon God. He alone is worthy of our praise. Heavenly Father, our prayer is that we might look to you for the strength and guidance that we need, that in everything that we encounter in life, that we will have that wonderful assurance that you are with us, that you will never leave us, you will never abandon us, but you're always right there beside us. Even in the darkest night when it feels like we're all alone, we know that we are never alone because you have promised that you never will leave us or forsake us. Thank you for that. Guide, direct, Lord, let us be a living example to those we come into contact with. Let the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart, always be acceptable in your sight. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails, or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.